Welcome to Marvelicious Toys, hosted by Justin and his amazing friends, Arnie and Marjorie. We bring you news and reviews of Marvel toys, statues, and more, because not all Marvel collections can be bagged and boarded. They're not just toys, they're Marvelicious.
Hello and welcome to Marvelicious Toys, continuing coverage of Toy Fair 2013. I'm Marjorie.
I'm Arnie.
And I am Justin.
And we are back, continuing coverage of the Hasbro presentation at Toy Fair. As promised in our last podcast, we were able to record the Hasbro brand team's entire presentation. We know you listeners or the collectors who want to hear this for yourself in addition to our rundown. So here it is, the Hasbro presentation for Marvel Collectibles.
And finally, I'm joining Mick on stage for Team Marvel. Please welcome Senior Global Brand Manager, Kristen Hamilton.
Okay. Hi, everybody.
So I do dual duty. I work on Star Wars and also on Marvel, so.
And I was joking that I'm kind of the odd woman out today because I am the only woman up here, but hopefully this is what you guys are waiting for to see Marvel, because this is our favorite part of the presentation. And Mick, too, even though he works on Star Wars. So we're going to start with Spider-Man quickly.
I have love for both.
So Ultimate Spider-Man, hopefully you guys have seen this fantastic new series from the Marvel Studios and animation team. This is just a quick snapshot, but this show airs on Disney XD. Season 2 is now airing, and the all-new product line is starting to roll out officially Monday, but we know that you guys have probably seen some on shelves. So we'll give you a quick overview of some of our big highlights in Spider-Man.
So one of the things that that we looked at for Spider-Man is a whole new way to redesign Spider-Man, and one of the iconic things are his webs. So what we looked at was a whole new way to play with Spider-Man's Spider-Man is with this thing that we're calling Power Webs. So and the technology behind it is Flex and Fire. So you have your Spider-Man, and he has this really cool stretchy web to him. You load it into his whatever the accessory is, and that actually becomes like a spring for the character itself. So you can take this guy, load in his missiles, or his, for this guy, his discs, pull back, let it go, and actually will fire. We have a couple of different characters up there. You see Spider-Man there with his crossbow. You take his web, wrap it around the bow. It actually becomes the like I said, the spring. You pull back, and you can fire. You can shoot him on his little ramp rocket there. A couple of other characters that we have. Doc Ock, again, my favorite. This one, you can actually take the web, wrap it around him, pull back on him, and he actually does a 180 somersault forward and actually lands. Pretty cool when you see this one. Also for Spider-Man, Spider-Man has an iconic bike in the animation. So we're recreating that iconic bike here in a lot of the scenes that we see in the animation where he's driving it, he drives it up walls, he drives it all over the place. With Power Webs, what we have is you can actually take the bike, load the Power Webs into the ramp, pull the bike back, and then let it go, and it actually will launch over the ramp and land and then take off. The webs themselves can also be used onto different accessories that you can use and fire different missiles off the bike itself. And again, just a really cool, great thing. Catch. All right. So, one last thing that we have within Power Webs, we have a Spider-Man here that comes with these webs. You can take the webs and actually load them. There's a couple buttons on the back of him. He actually has lights and sounds, and when you pull down on him, he actually makes different sounds. But when I pull all the way down, I can actually fire the webs off. So you can load them up and then fire the different webs off of Spidey, all using that that web power, that power web technology. Big figure. And then there's just regular play afterwards. Comes with six different webs that you can fire.
Okay, then one last item for Spider-Man. Six inch?
Me again. So six inch figures doing those iconic Spider-Man figures in six inch from the animation. We have all these great characters that you see in the animation. We have Nova, the Iron Spider-Man, and they also come with different accessories that you can use at that six inch scale. A couple more characters, Doc Ock. We also have a shield Spider-Man, Shield-Tech Spider-Man, as you know. S.H.I.E.L.D. is actually helping Spider-Man out within the animation, so really outfitting him out in the animation. So, 6-inch figure here that has a lot of great looks from the animation.
Okay, so next up is Wolverine. Hopefully you guys have heard, I'm sure you all have. All new Wolverine film coming out this summer. We're going to support that with a toy line that will come out in June. So we have some great stuff to show you guys. You'll see him down in the showroom as well. We're really excited to bring Legends to the Wolverine line. I'm hearing a lot of yeses out there. So I'll let Mick talk to you about the characters that we have in the assortment.
Sure. So I'm hearing a lot of yeses, that's good. A couple of great characters that we have here. We have Emma Frost, we have Sabretooth, which is the first time that we Hasbro have done this figure, so excited to have these characters in the line. The next grouping of characters, we have Rogue, you see Cyclops, and then the Build-A-Figure is Puck. First time that Hasbro's doing Puck, and again, he's a great character. When you see him down in the showroom downstairs, it just looks awesome. But great little.
So we know how much you guys love the Build-A-Figure concept. So you'll see some more of that as we go through the rest of the lines. But this is one more item in Wolverine we wanted to show you guys, which is similar to what you heard from the Star Wars team in terms of offering something that meets the demands of our consumer, right price point at $5.99, really to get some more kids involved in the Wolverine property, but also offering some great characters that we know you guys are going to love as well.
Yeah, and when we do the these figures, we're not only looking at the articulation, but we want to make sure that we have the greatest sculpts out there as well, so you can see a lot of these guys have a lot of the great sculpt and the great detail that we've put into our characters from the past. So here you see Silver Samurai, we have the Wolverine, Logan, and then also the ninja there, all with great gear, all with great deco on them.
Okay, so my personal favorite in the group today is Iron Man 3, so hopefully you guys are as jazzed about the movie as we are. Again, toys are supposed to hit shelves on Monday, but have started to trickle out. So we're gonna just talk to you about some of the big highlights in the line, and then you'll see everything when we go downstairs into the showroom. But one of the greatest things that we are so excited about is our all-new action figure assortment, which are our assemblers, which is an interchangeable armor system. So for the first time, we've been able to bring you guys a buildable action figure. So Tony is known for creating all sorts of different trinkets and gadgets and building it into his suits of armor, and we've seen that over the past several movies. So what we've been able to do is bring that to our consumers with this interchangeable armor system. So in every package, you get your 3¾-inch figure plus some additional pieces, which you kind of see up here on the screen. But the great thing is that it's totally customizable. So you can mix and match those pieces within your pack. And the more you buy, the more different suits of armor that you can create. So this is wave one that you see up here, these first 6 figures. And then we've got wave two up here, which you see an additional 4 great new silhouettes, new colors, which again, when you mix and match them, and you guys will see this down in the showroom, you can get your hands on them and mix and match them yourself. The more variety we have, the more amazing combinations you can create. We have a little sneak peek here at wave 3 as well. 3 more great suits that you see up here. Some amazing concept suits inspired by a lot of the work that the studio's done and working with our partners at Marvel.
And then the last set we have here, again, like Kristen said, really great customization, being able to mix and match the arms and putting them on the different characters. The Mark 42 in the middle of this pack actually has a light in the reactor that you can plug the arms on, outfit him out, and then push the button on his chest and actually see that light in his chest light up. So again, just adding another additional play to the assembler's line. Very, very fun play feature.
So this will be added in the fall to, again, offer even more figures for you guys in the fall. So this is our largest scale Iron Man that we have out there. We showed you the Spider-Man earlier. So taking some inspiration from that, we have an amazing scale Iron Man figure. So, it's all right.
So this is our Iron Man. We're gonna go to the next slide.
There you go.
There you go. He has lights and sounds to him, has an amazing Gatling gun that turns on him, hit the buttons.
Oh, I don't think he's powered up.
Oh, he's not.
He's just our early model for that color. Would you get it?
The
There's a switch on the back. If you turn it on,
I was wrong.
So when you hit the button,
marketing time.
Has different sounds to him, and then there's a great trigger on the back of that. As you turn it, you can see the Gatling will turn and will fire the rockets. It actually comes with 10 rockets. 5 of them will be sculpted to look like regular missiles, and then the other 5 will look like a repulsor blast to them. This is our redeco that's inspired by some art that we saw from the film. The chest and different areas will light up. It'll have a glow in the dark. I'm sorry, we'll have glow in the dark, not light up. Glow in the dark, but the chest here will actually light up on him.
So the one on the first screen that we showed you, the primary suit in the movie, this will be the one that will be out in the coming days. And then the follow-up, as Mick mentioned, is this great new Nighthawk version of Sonic Blasting, the glow in the dark feature, will be available in the fall. Okay, so you guys hopefully recognize these a little bit. We have an affection for our mugs, and we've actually brought them down to the smallest scale of anything we're doing in the Iron Man line. So these are our micro mugs. These are available in 2 waves. There's 24 to collect. There's inspiration in these from all 3 Iron Man movies. The really cool thing, we think it's really fun about these too, is that they're in blind boxes. Further kind of drive the collectability. They're really kind of what we like to call snack size because they're pretty small. You guys can see them downstairs in the showroom, but we're pretty excited to bring these to the collection. And but probably not as excited as our Legends.
The Legends line. Legends, we took inspiration from both modern and classic Iron Man. So you'll see here we have a couple of different great suits from the classic Horn Iron Man to the Iron Patriot classic. But on the next slide, you'll see something we've done a little bit differently. This was the first time that we're actually able to take inspiration from the movie. So here we have the Mark 42 from the movie, and actually put it in our Legends line along with the Iron Patriot, and put that character into our Legends line as well. Now all of these come together to have a great buildable figure. The Ironmonger will be the buildable figure for these two waves of guys.
We gave you guys a sneak peek at this at San Diego. Now you can see it in all its glory. It's about 8 inches tall when we stand up, so you'll see it again downstairs. Okay, so that wraps up Iron Man. We still have a couple more things to cover with you guys, though. Avengers Assemble. So on the heels of what was some amazing success at the box office with Avengers, Marvel Studios is following that up with an amazing new animated series called Avengers Assemble, which will also air in Disney XD coming out this summer. But we're supporting that with a great toy line that's inspired by that animated series as well. So we just have a couple things to show you, and you'll see the full line downstairs. But again, bringing kind of that Micro Mugs expression to the Avengers and doing the core 4, this is in a 4-pack in a really amazing looking package, which we have on display downstairs.
These really does look great.
It does. Yeah. These are available in the fall. And then we have 3 3/4 inch action figures, all direct takedowns from the animation in the all new animated style of Avengers Assemble. There's 10 figures for the whole year. You'll see a sampling of them downstairs. These will be available in the fall as well. Then we have Thor. So as if we didn't have enough entertainment this year, we have another Thor movie, Thor the Dark World, which will be coming out in November. And we're supporting that with a toy line that will come out towards the end of the year as well, so closer to the movie. But we have some great stuff in our 3 3/4 inch to show you guys, all new for Thor. So this is the first time we're showing anybody this.
So yeah, so like Kristen said, you'll see this down in the showroom as well. So these are the characters that we'll see in the movie. Thor, Dark Elf, Loki, and then a new look for Thor. Great articulation. They come with some great accessories, so make sure you guys take a look at those downstairs. And Thor is not complete without some great role play. Thor helmets, the foam hammer with lightning bolts on it, and then finally at the end here, an item that I'm really excited about. It's a foam hammer with a jiggle switch that as you shake it, the whole front end of it actually lights up and has like lightning effects on it. It's pretty cool. There's also a button, or if you smash down on it, the whole thing lights up. So again, take a look at that down in the showroom. You can actually hit the button and see the lightning effect over it. So it's very cool.
Okay. So we know that's what you guys are all waiting for. So we save the best for last. let's talk a little bit about our 3¾-inch, and then we'll go into Legends. So as you can see up here, this is one wave that you guys saw already.
So new characters in this wave, we have Rhino, Mysterio, and Elektra, all new characters for us, and then an update on the Captain America figure here. The wave, or the same wave, correct?
Yeah.
We have the Cloak and the Dagger figures, which are new, and then Baron Zemo is also a new character in the line. We have the variant of A-Bomb and Abomination, and then also Rhodey in the black and white armor from the black and white armor for Iron Man.
Team packs.
So a lot of you probably know Dwight Stahl, who unfortunately didn't make it here today. Here we have a couple of great characters. We have Emma Frost, we have Colossus, done in Juggernaut deco, or as Dwight likes to call him, Colossus Knot, or
Juggalossus.
Again, great figure here, and a couple of new items for the team.
So Emma's the first time we've done her, as you guys probably know. And then we have the Mighty Thor pack, so also a fall item that comes out kind of around the same time as the movie as well. So just kind of plus out what we're offering and all around that same time that the movies will be big in the box office. We have this great new 3-pack.
Yep, so Scourge and Valkyrie are the new characters within this one, along with Thor. Great weapons and gear that they come with. They're not pictured here, but downstairs you can actually see them displayed. Around them. They look great, really good looking line.
Okay, so let's talk about Legends a little bit. You know, this is a big favorite. So before we go into Legends, I do just want to say Jesse Falcon, who you guys all know, is our very good partner at Marvel. Helps us do all these character selections, come up with what we collectively think is the best offering and the things that you guys really want to see. So let's take a look at Legends. So you guys have already seen Wave 1 of 2013. We showed you all this at Comic-Con. But what we're really excited about is the Build-A-Figure program for 13, our mini Build-A-Figures. So, as you guys know, we showed you Hitmonkey. The reason we're doing these is our mini Build-A-Figures. We would never do them in another scale. It just don't make sense to put them in a Legends package and in their smaller scale. So we think this is the best way to get these characters out to you guys in a scale-appropriate way. So that's wave one. Let's take
Hitmonkey
a look at wave
one of my
two.
One of my favorites. The other favorites. So wave two is two great characters. We have Spider-Man. We have Black Panther. Again, in great articulation and great style. For these guys, we have the Wrecking Crew, Wrecker, and Bulldozer. Again, you guys will see these downstairs. Great looking figures. We have the modern Hawkeye, and then also classic Hawkeye in their great. Costumes along with their very iconic weapons. And then my second favorite,
Don't jump the gun.
So here we have Jean Grey with the different looks of her all the way through.
We know this has been a fan ask. You guys have been waiting for all these Jean Greys, so we are bringing all three of them out at the same time. And here's your favorite.
And my second favorite. Actually, it's probably my first favorite. So we have a Rocket Raccoon. He does have a articulated jaw. You can make him talk and do a bunch of other things. So he's a great looking figure when you see him downstairs on display next to Hitmonkey and the rest of the line. It's a really, they're really great looking characters.
It looks amazing.
And the depth on him is just awesome.
So our last slide that we're going to leave you guys with is a little bit of a sneak peek, and you'll see the rest of it when we get to Comic-Con. Gotta leave something.
So you'll see these in the case downstairs, or not down at Comic-Con, not downstairs. You'll see these at Comic-Con, modeled after the Thunderbolts, and the artwork is done by Billy Pan, correct? Yes. Mm-hmm. So done by Billy Pan, and we're just excited to bring these to you, and we're excited for San Diego Comic Con with all the great stuff that that we have across everything at Hasbro. So with that, thank you for coming down here, and
turn it back over to Mike.
Turn it back over. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. If you want to hear more Hasbro Toy Fair coverage, head to our sister podcast, Star Wars Action News, at swactionnews.com, where you will hear the same kind of insights and discussion of the Star Wars collectibles from Hasbro as we've given the Marvel collectibles here at Marvelicious Toys.
And on our next show, we'll be back from live from Javits Center, where we're going to talk to a bunch of different licensees and talk about the non-action figure items.
So all that and more on the next Marvelicious Toys.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marvelicious Toys. If you enjoyed this podcast, please help our show by leaving a positive review for the show on iTunes. There's even more Marvelicious content at our website, marvelicioustoys.com. At the site, you can see pictures of the products we discussed, find checklists for Marvel toys, talk and trade with the Marvelicious forums, and much more. It's all at marvelicioustoys.com. We want to hear your thoughts on Marvel collectibles. You can leave reports of your latest toy finds as well as product reviews on our voicemail at 803-MARVEL-4 or email an MP3 or iPhone voice memo to show@marvelicioustoys.com. Marvelicious Toys is produced and edited by Artie Carvalho. Marvelicious website design by Jason. Graphic design by Justin.
Website photo editing by Jen and Jeff. Podcast enhancement by Andrew, Shane, Daryl, and Barrett.
Announcements by Brock. The Marvelicious theme song, Bam Pow Kablam, is composed by Joe Harrison. See more of Joe's work at www.StarWarsFanWorks.com/Lion's Mouth. If you also like Star Wars collecting is covered weekly at our other podcast, Star Wars Action News, which you can find at SWActionNews.com. Marvel Comics and all that the Marvel Multiverse contains are the intellectual property of Marvel Entertainment Incorporated, a subsidiary of the Walt Disney Company, and no infringement is intended.
Marvelicious Toys is a Venganza Media production, copyright 2013, all rights reserved, and no part of this show may be reproduced, repurposed, or redistributed without the written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated.